For months now, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been asserting that there will not be any directed king salmon openings in the Nooshigak District unless the King Run is strong enough to withstand some commercial pressure. Well, the Nooshigak River King Run has been coming in fairly strong the last few days, and on Thursday, Fish and Game announced a 5-hour king opening Friday from 5:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Nooshigak District.
We have escapement information that we're projecting over the top end of the escapement goal. And again, as I said yesterday, only 5% or so of the information is in, but at some point we have to make a decision. And so we looked at that. We looked at the subsistence harvest on the beach, which has been, you know, fair. And you look at last year's information, we had plenty of kings last year. They just came in late, so we're hoping things are earlier this year, or more normal this year, I should say. We have no reason to believe that we won't have enough fish to harvest some surplus. It's really early in the season. I don't expect a lot of people to be ready to fish. So, you know, there's less effort means that there's going to be less fish caught just because of that. So we're still providing some opportunity. It's not like the whole fleet is here and ready to go like it would be in a week or two. So it's a little bit easier to manage a small opening. And then the weather forecast is for southeast 25, at least the marine forecast is southeast 25. So that's typically a really good wind for moving fish. And we want to be prepared for that. If there's a lot of fish out there, a lot of fish are going to go upriver. We want to harvest some of them. So there's a bunch of different factors, but it seemed like it was a good time to do it. And we'll see how it works out.
Through midnight Wednesday, the king salmon escapement has been counted at just over 5,000 fish. The escapement goal is 95,000 kings. Sands confirms the Department of Fish and Game checked with the processing sector before announcing the directed king opener.
I talked to all the processors, and at least three of them indicated to me that they would be ready to participate in the opening, so that's good.
Currently, all of the east side districts of Bristol Bay are open on a weekly fishing schedule, and fishermen can move freely between the east side districts until June 25th. At that point, drifters must register for a district with Fish and Game. Things are different than the Nooshigak District, which does not feature a weekly fishing period. Instead, all fishing time is given out via emergency order. In Thursday's emergency order announcing the Nooshigak District opener targeting kings, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game reminded all permit holders that they must register prior to fishing in the Nooshigak District. Sand says the registration requirement in the district will likely keep participation down.
Before they can fish in this opening, they must drop their blue card. They must register to fish in the Nooshigak. So those people that want to go over to the east side later, if they want to do that, they would have to, and they want to fish in this opening, they would have to transfer, and then every time they wanted to go somewhere, they'd have to transfer. So participating in this opening comes with the opportunity cost of being able to freely go between the east side districts.
The king opener comes with a mesh restriction of 7.5 inches or larger. Sands does not anticipate a lot of sockeye being caught in a mesh that big.
This early in the season, there's not a lot of sockeye to be caught. Some people say, well, the fishermen can just hang their gear in, and that way they'll be able to catch sockeye. But there's another part of the plan that says if either gear type catches more than two sockeye for every king salmon that they catch in a direct king opening, then that gear type is precluded from fishing in subsequent directed king openings. So there's a negative incentive there for people trying to kind of game the system by catching sockeye. But I really don't think sockeye is going to be much of an issue on this opening. I think there's not that many around at this point.
Friday's king opener in the Nooshigak District will run from 5:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m., and the district will be open out to the king salmon line. The last time there was a directed king opener in the Nooshigak District was 2010. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.